Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. April can be a blooming good time in Eureka if you want it to be. The 2014 Rhododendron Parade takes place tomorrow in Eureka at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Old Town Rotary Club of Eureka and the Eureka Chamber of Commerce have chosen the youth of the community as the parade's theme, celebrating our youth, ambassadors for the future of Humboldt County. The parade will begin at 7th and F Streets in Eureka and finish up in Henderson Center. If you want something else to do following the parade, you could head to Fort Humboldt for the annual Dole Beer Steam Donkey Days. And you'll hear music again from the Arcata Center for the Performing Arts. The Eureka Symphony said it'll be performing in the renovated theater this fall. The announcement comes from Jane Hall, director of the symphony. It comes as good news to people who've been celebrating the venue, refurbished by Rob Barkley and family. He announced that the theater was being closed for repairs, but for a time that left the local symphony orchestra out in the cold. Now it's announcing it will be performing an entire season there with a schedule to be announced mid-May. The season begins in October. But if you are impatient, you can celebrate a world of music at the Ferndale Repertory Theater this weekend. They're celebrating diversity of music. And the highlight of this weekend will be a night of Latin music tomorrow night, including mariachis and guitar music performed by Jaime Montoya. He's a Spanish teacher at Fortuna High School. The performance begins at 7 o'clock, and I will see you there. They're winning the battle against distracted driving, claims the California Highway Patrol. The CHP has been cracking down on texting while driving, and Adam Yeager of the CHP office in Eureka said enforcement of the California distracted driving law has helped them reduce the amount of abuse on the road. Yeager compares it to compliance with seatbelt laws.
I mean, look at where we're at with seatbelts. We didn't before. It was a law, and then it became a law, but you couldn't stop them unless you had another violation, to now where we have close to 96%, 96 to 98% people are wearing their seatbelts. So we're hoping we can get that way with the phones, too.
Yeager says the CHP is also using high school visits to make our highways safer. The CHP spends time in high schools and in traffic safety awareness campaigns. They'll be participating in the annual Roadie Parade tomorrow. Yeager said, the time is well spent.
It is proven to be effective because we, you know, by getting into high schools and trying to lower the accidents with teens and alcohol-related and distracted driving.
Yeager said public education is the best tool they have to make our highway safer. And it's working, he said. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there is one constant in our society, it is that the local blood banks need donations. And across the country, residents respond with donations. Tom Schallert, Chief Administrative Officer of the Northern California Community Blood Bank, has some good news to report about local blood stocks.
And we're moving into more automated collections as well because the demand for the blood components like platelets and plasma. And so you've probably seen our blood mobile going out that has been refurbished into automated collections as well. So we have two $70,000 pieces of equipment on there that will just collect platelets or plasma from donors. And mostly platelets is what we're collecting out there. Blood supply is good. I can't remember the last time that we had all of our blood inventories at 10 days or more, but they're all there right now, which is our target. Our goal is to have 10 to 14 days worth of blood on the shelf at all time, and we're at those levels.
Schallert also pointed out that Blood Bank has new equipment installed on the blood mobiles to make it easier to separate blood from its components. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.